So we got to the bottom of Lamed Hey. Amud Beis, the Gemara had been in the middle of a discussion, a machlokes between Rav and Levi, whether or not the Mayan of the Dam Torah is the same Mayan as the Dam Nida. So Rav was of the opinion that Mayan Echad is the same exact source, the blood comes from the same place. But the din is the Torah says when it happens during these days it's Tameh, when it happens during other days they're Tahor. That's the Torah's Gzeres HaKasif. And Levi said, no, there's Shnei Mayanos, the two different sources. Dam Torah comes from a different place than Dam Nida. And therefore, if there is a continuous flow from one, then it doesn't switch over. There needs to be some pause, some break, to indicate that it switches over from Dam Tameh to Dam Torah, or Dam Torah to Dam Tameh. So that was Machlokes Mayan Echad, Shnei Mayanos. So the Gemara now says in the last three lines of Lamed Hey Amud Beis, Tashma. Gemara quotes in the pasuk. It says by Anida, it says actually by Yoledes, it says dosa titma, that she's going to become tame. So what does it mean dosa titma? So Gemara says lirabos, it comes to include lirabos is boala, that even a boel Yoledes is going to have a din of tumas nida, and devoso it says titma lirabos halelos, even at nighttime. The Rashi explains as a havamina that maybe she's only tame b'yom because it says Shivas Yom, maybe during the day she's Tameh, she goes to the mikvah and she's Torah at night, then she becomes Tameh during the day again, that's the Havamina. So Devosa Tetma, the Pasuk says, even Balelos, she's Tameh even Balelos. And then one more inclusion, the Pasuk says, Devosa Titma is Lerabos Hayoledes Bezov Shetricha Sheteshev Shivas Shiva Yomim Nikim. The din is, if a woman is a Ziva or Zava, and then she gives birth in the state of Zava, so as part of the process of becoming Tahor, she needs to sit Shiva Nakim, 7 clean days, and then she would become Tahor even from the Zava. So Gemara says, wait a second. Bishmai understand Lerav, Damar Mayin Echadhu, that it's all from the same source, Dam Tameh, Dam Tahor come from the same exact place. And Mishim Hachi by Shiva Yamim Nakim. That's why you need 7 days of a separation of a Nakim to indicate now the Torah is acknowledging the Dam is now Tahor. But if you assume that going on to the Lamed Vav now, Ella Lilevi, Damar Shnei Mayanosein. They're two different sources. So, Lamali Shiva, why do you need 7 days? Mamashum Sagi, if there's a pause of Dam, if there's a pause from the flow, for even just a few moments, I don't know how the Mashu, but let's say for 10 minutes of no flow, so that would indicate that Sagi, that's enough, that now change from Mayan Echad to the second Mayan. And even though she might be Yoledezov, the Dam that's currently flowing out won't be, it's not from the same source. It's not the Mayan of Dam Tameh, it's from the Mayan of Dam Tahor. So why do you need Shivas Yamim if all you need to know is which Mayan it's coming from? And that would be sufficient with there simply being a pause, a break in the flow. So Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamar. According to Levi, the Brice is understood as follows. Tzricha shetipshok mashehu. There needs to be a pause of just a few moments, and that's going to serve as sheyalula l'shiva yamim. That will serve the same function as Shiva Nakim, but you don't need actually 7 days, you just need a mashu, and that will accomplish the same as a typical zava who would need shiva yamim. Okay, so that's how we get around that problem. Then the Gemara asks another, brings another raya. Tashma. We have a din, we saw earlier in the Masechta, that if a woman doesn't see Dam for 3 cycles, Shlosha Onos, so then any Dam she sees afterwards would only be Dayashaita. Because now she's Muchzak not to see Dam, and we're not going to assume just because she saw Dam now, there was an assumption maybe she saw Me'esh L'esh the previous 24 hours. No, because since 3 cycles went by, 3 months went by without seeing any Dam, she's no longer Muchzak, she's no longer Muchzak for Dam Tameh. So she's Dayashaita. So now how do you calculate this? So the Gemara gives a few examples based on the Mishnah, or the Braisa rather. Yimei Ibura Olam La Yimei Minukusa. That the days of the pregnancy count towards the days of nursing, and vice versa. Yimei Minukusa Olam La Yimei Ibura. That the days of nursing count towards the days of pregnancy. What does that mean? Ketad. Hifsika Stein, let's say 2 cycles pass, Bimei Ibura. And she didn't see, she's pregnant for 2 months, and she doesn't see any Dam. And then v'achas b'mei nukusa, and then 1 cycle, however that went worked out exactly, but 1 cycle while she was nursing, so that adds to 3 total cycles. Or you have a case of shtaim b'mei nukusa, 2 cycles while she was nursing, and then achas b'mei ibura, and then 1 cycle she hasn't seen dam when she was pregnant. Those also combine, or achas u'mechsa b'mei ibura, achas u'mechsa b'mei nukusa, 1.5 months while she was pregnant, 1.5 months while she was nursing, all of that, Olin Lo, L'Shalosh Ones, regardless of the permutation here, the order and the amount, that adds up, those can be combined to three full cycles. So now, based on this price, the Gemara says as follows, Bishma, this makes sense, L'Rav, Damar Mayan Echadu, it's all one Mayan, Mishim Hachi, Bay Hefsek, Shalosh Onis. It's all the same Mayan according to Rav. So for Rav, you need to have there three cycles to now tell us she's no longer regular to see Dam anymore. Three cycles of Kreta Chazaka, she's no longer supposed to see Dam. But if you hold according to Levi, El Levi Damar Shnei Mayanosim, the two different sources, as long as I know it's not coming from the Tame source, but I know it's coming from the Tahor source, so Lamali Hefek Shalosh Onis, why do I need 3 full months to know? All I need to know is B'mash Shusagi, if there's a pause in the flow, there's a little bit of a break, so now I know it transferred from Mayan Tame to Mayan Tahor, what's the need for 3 months? And the Gemara says, just like we said above by the Shivan Akim, the same exact idea, meaning, Hachi Kamar, Tricha Shetiv Sok Mashu, according to Levi, you need just to be a pause just for a few moments, and that will serve the same function as a regular woman, Kadesh Yalula Shalosh Ones. What that means is if a girl, forget a girl who's pregnant at all, a regular girl, a Zakena, she sees Dam her whole life, she gets to a certain age, she stops seeing for 3 months, she needs 3 months to indicate, create a Chazaka, she's no longer accustomed to seeing Dam. When it comes to Yoledes, however, all we need is a few seconds of a pause in the flow. If she sees Dam, that's the whole Dam Yoledes. She stops seeing for, let's say, 5 minutes, and then she sees Dam again. That now tells her there was a break. It changed over to a different source, to a source of Dam Tahor. That 5 minute break, that pause, serves the same function as a typical 3 month cycle that would indicate it's now, she's no longer Muchsaf to see Dam.
But I'm sorry, the reason we have three times, isn't it because we want to make sure that she is completely like...
It's a chazaka.
On her time?
It creates a chazaka. If she hasn't seen in 3 months, I mean, she's now no longer in the parsha of
seeing Dam.
So if she sees Dam, there's no reason to assume she saw it even 24 hours.
Even if her vesset is completely different, meaning I thought it was part of the reason was because to make sure that she has a vesset that it's actually...
Well, that's what a chazaka does. A chazaka creates the situation.
Yeah, so the fact, so that answers the question, so why would one be enough if there's no chazaka and there's no time for a vesset?
No, because now according to, once she sees Dam from the Dam Tower, Mayan Tower, is two different Mayanos, so now that Dam, we know for sure, it's a different source. It's not up until the Dam...
No, but you still want 3 times to have...
No, because we know it's coming from a different source. If it came, let's say you got your product, your milk from some product, I'm buying milk. So whenever it comes from that milk, they have a bad reputation. So I'm always close to checking the dates. But once I change vendors now, there's no impact to what happened in the previous vendor because it's a completely different source now. So I could completely ignore the assumption is that once the Mayan number 2 is open, which is the Dam Torah, the Mayan Tame is completely shut down.
Uh-huh.
So there's nothing coming from that. So that really deletes that... Chazaka.
And Rava holds that even Dam Leida is Rav or Levi? No, Levi holds that even Dam Leida is one makor.
Levi holds it two Mayanos.
I'm sorry, and Rav, yeah. Rava holds that it's one. He even holds that it's one Dam Leida, even because you have Nida, Zava.
It's all from the uterus.
Dam Leida is all one Mayan.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Uh-huh. Now the Gemara says Tashma. So we have it in a whole discussion about whether or not when a woman sees Nida, she's Mitamei. Either Dayashaita, she's only Tame moving forward, or is she even Tame Meishles? So in that discussion we had all the way back in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the machlokes between Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, and Chachamim, the Mishnah concluded, rather the Braisa was concluded, the Shavan, and everyone's in agreement in the following case. Biroa Achar Dam Tohar, if a woman sees after Dam Tohar, she Dayashaita. What that means is that everyone agreed by a case of a Zakena, a woman who's too old and she stops seeing Dam. She doesn't see Nida anymore. If she were to see Dam at the age of 85, let's say, so we don't assume that she's Meishleis, we assume it's moving forward. So too, let's say your Yoledes was going through the 66 days or 33 days of seeing Dam Tohar, and then she sees Dam after day 40 or after day 80, whichever boy or girl, so then the din is at that time she sees Dam after Dam Tohar, she's only Dayashaita. Because we assume the previous 33 days or the previous 66 days was completely tahor. So now the Gemara says, Bishma, this all makes sense, Levi, Damar Shnei Mayano, saying that the two different sources, Mishim Hacha Dayashaita, because while she was seeing Dam Tohar, it was coming from the Dam Tohar source, but now after day 40 or 80, that closed, now it opens up the Mayan Echa, the new Mayan of the Dam Tame. So now there's no reason to assume she's running Dam Tame before this because it's completely different Mayanos. But Ella, according to Rav, Damar Mayan Echadu, it's all the same makor. It all comes from the universe. It's just that Torah tells us during these days that dam is tame, during these days that dam is tower. So amai daishaita. Chitmat may say she should be matame the previous 24 hours, because remember, in Matthias, it's the same exact dam, according to Rav, the same exact mayon, it's all the same. It's just the Torah tells us when it happens during these days it's tame, but during these days it's tower. But she's constantly seeing dam. So she's not, she has a chazak of seeing dam, it's just that the Torah says, we give her a dispensation, she's pater, it's tahor. But still the same dam, so she's seeing dam for 40 days, for 80 days. So why do we not say, it's tamil meisait? It should go back 24 hours. And the Gemara says,
there's two sources, what's the other one?
I'm not sure, biology, I don't know in terms of biology, I don't know.
Okay. You see the uterus, but you don't know what the other one is.
Correct. The Gemara says, the situation, deleka shos, there wasn't a period of 24 hours, which means, let's say day 40 happened, and then let's say ended on a Shabbos. So Sunday is her day 41 after giving birth to a boy. So she doesn't, she sees, let's say 12 o'clock, midday, noon, she sees dam. So she can't go back 24 hours to Shabbos, because when she saw it on Shabbos, that was dam toa already. So it can't go back meisleis. It's a situation where she saw less than 24 hours from day 40, or less than 24 hours from day 80, so it doesn't go back meisleis. There aren't 24 hours to speak of. So then the Gemara said, okay, fine, so you can't go back 24 hours. But let's go at least titma mipkid v'bekida, at least let her go back to the previous bedika, let's say, meaning she checked Sunday morning, and then 6 hours later she saw dam, let it at least be matame those 6 hours. And the Gemara says, for technical reasons, kaven de me'esh la'esh laka, mipkidim l'kida nami lo gazir be'erbanim. We know the whole Indian of being metame l'mafreya is only din de'erbanim. So the Chacham, apparently, were only goes there, pikida b'kida, when it is relevant to be goes there me'esh la'esh. But since me'esh la'esh is in shayach, because she only saw 12 hours after day 40 or day 80, you also weren't goes there pikida b'kida. But let's say she saw on Monday. If she did see on Monday, ein hachanami, she would be tamei lafreya on day 7, Sunday as well, according to the shita of Rav.
And according to this, she would go, it's just from that point on, or she goes to the first hour of the 41st day?
When she sees on the situation I create on day on Sunday afternoon,
yeah.
According to Rav, only move up, only mekana leba. Because since meis la'esh doesn't work, mekida b'kida also doesn't work.
And it doesn't work even.
Exactly. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Tashma, Yoledes Bezov, Shisafra, Velo Tavla. Let's say you have a Yoledes Bezov. We had the case yesterday, a couple of days ago, that we had a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Shammai, a woman who's Yoledes, forget Zov, just a Stam Yoledes. A woman gives birth, and she doesn't go to the mikvah. Now she's during Dam Torah, Dam Tameh, so Beis Shammai says, Mideraisa, she's Tahor. Yoledes doesn't need a Trila. She just counts her days of 7 or day 14, and then she's tower. But he says they should go to the mikveh anyways, and who goes to the mikveh, and if she doesn't, that dam is tamei bilach, not yavish. And Beis Hillel said that no, that if she doesn't go to the mikveh, then she's completely tamei bein lach bein yavish. You need to go to the mikveh for yoledes. So that machlokas, the Gemara says, is the same exact machlokas when she's yoledes bezov, meaning she was a Zava, and when she was a Zava, we'll see what a Zava means, and I'm a baby, it goes to what a Zava is, when she's a Zava, and then gives birth, Bezov, so then what happens? She suffers. She counts the 7 days after giving birth to a boy. But lo tava, she doesn't go to the mikvah, through Rasa, so then she sees during the 33 days of a boy, it's Dam Tawar. So what's the din? But she didn't go to the mikvah. Halcha Beishamah L'shitasa, Beishamah goes L'shitasa, which means Midaraisa, you don't need a mikvah, and really everything's Tawar, but he goes there that the Dam should still be Tamei Davar Lach, not Yavish. And Beis Hillel, she thought on that, no, if there was no mikvah, she's completely tamei bein lach bein yavish. So that's the braisa. Yoledes bezov, if there's no tefillah. So Bishma, I understand the Rav, damar mayin echadu, that's all the same maya and all the same source. And mishum hachi, mitamei lach bein yavish, because since she never went to the mikvah, according to Beis Hillel, so then it's the same exact source. If she didn't do the process to change the dam to tamei to tahor, so then it's the same exact mitzvah. It's the same accord. Only one Mayan to speak of. So that's why it's lach v'yavish. But El Levi, according to Levi, where there's two different sources. There's a Mayan of Tameh and there's a Mayan of a Tahor. So according to him, a Mayan mitami lach v'yavish. If we know that the Dam changed from a different makor, it's now coming from the Mayan that's Tahor. So why Beis Hillel say that's going to be lach v'yavish? It must be then that it all comes from the same exact Mayan. There aren't two Mayanos to speak of. So Amalach Levi says back, no, on the Damra Kitana Dishavim. I hold like the Tana Deshav, and I hold, meaning what he ends up saying is, Machlokas Levi and Rav is Machlokas Tanayim. That I hold like the opinion that holds that there really are Shnei Mayanos, but the Brisa that we just brought, by your letters Bezov, Shiloh Tavla, he, that Brisa holds of it's all one Mayan. So what comes out is Rav and Levi, whenever you have a Machlokas in the Tanayim, it's really there's two opinions in the Tanayim, which Rav and Levi hold like one each. But it's not that every Tana holds one way. There's a Machlokas Amarayim, and there's also a Machlokas Tanayim, about whether it's Mayan Echad or Shnei Mayanos. Or, the Gemara suggests, Ibaisema Bishafas. Even in this case, Levi, although Levi says they're Shnei Mayanos, this is a case where there's never a break. The Dam was continuously flowing. It was b'shafas. And if it's shafas, so we said before, if she's during the 7 days of Tameh, and the blood completely flows for another 50 days, that's all Tameh. The only way we know it changes to Dam Tohar, if there's a pause, there's a little break. But since this Brisa he's establishing is shafas, is constant flow, even Levi would agree, if it continues to flow without a break, it would be Tameh, Bilach, and Yavesh during these days. Okay. Gemara says, but wait a second, was it really continuous flow? Safra Katani. The Brisa says there's Safra. She counted 7 days. The Brisa was, you'll let this Bezov, she's Safra. She counted 7 Shivanakim. That means there were 7 days without any flow. So clearly there was a pause. And the Gemara says, no, you're right, there was a pause, but the pause isn't where you thought it was. The pause was in the beginning of a Yoledis, not in the middle, which means, the Gemara explains, Hacha b'Yoledis Nekeva Bezov Askinim. We're not talking about when she gave birth to a boy. Just to remind yourselves, it's good to review these things. When she gives birth to a boy, first 7 days are Tameh, next 33 days are Tahor. She gives birth to a girl, first 14 days are Tameh, and then 66 days are Tahor. So this Bryce is talking about when she gave birth to a girl, when she's Tameh for the first 14 days. Now, what happened was, the Shavua Kama, the first week of her giving birth, now this is a very unlikely case, but the case is Pascha. She didn't see any Dam after giving birth. There was no Dam for the first 7 days of her afterbirth, which means those count as a Shiva Nakim. So she undid the Zava part of herself now. It was Shavua Basra, but the second 7 days, the final day eight to day 14, Lo Pascha didn't stop, so she did have a flow there. So from Dam Tameh, day 8 to 14, continuing into the 66 days, there was never a pause there. So the Shiva Nakim took place before the Tuma Dam Tameh started to flow out. So that's how you can have a case of Yoledes Bezov, but yet still it was Shafas. And Kasabra, the Gemara says, just to point out, the Brisa assumes that Yemei Leidasa, Shein Roa Ben Olin, La L'Sviya Zivasa. One would have thought, how did the first 14 days of a woman after giving birth to a girl count as Shivanakim? Granted, she could not see Dam, but in the end of the day, she's still Tameh. And the Brisa assumes, however this works, however the mechanics work, if 7 days went by, even during the first 14 days of her Yoledes, if they went by clean, those count towards Shivanakim. So that covered the Zava part, and then she saw Dam the week afterwards, continuing into the 66 days of Dam Tamar. Okay, very confusing stuff. So Gemara now says as follows. Bottom line, how do we paskin? We have machlokas between Rav and Levi. Again, Rav holds one Mayan, Levi holds Shnei Mayanos. So Gemara says that Amr Le Ravina, Ravina says to Rav Ashi, Amr Lon Rav Shemen Min Sichar, Rav Shemen came from a place called Sichar, and he said, Ikle Mar Zutra Le'asin, once Mar Zutra visited our city, V'darshin, he darshin the following, Hilchas HaKavasi de Rav L'chumra, Hilchas HaKavasi de Levi L'chumra. We pass my both opinions L'chumra. However that works out, which means that according to Rav, Rav holds its one Mayan, so he says that even if there's no pause, then after Dam Tohar, it still goes into Dam Tameh. And the Chumrah for Levi, if from the first 7 days there's never a break, it goes into Dam Tohar to be Machmir unless there's a break. So he goes Chumrah on both ends. Now it's hard to do that in general. The Gemara tells us, one cannot be Machmir like Beis Shammai and Machmir like Beis Hillel. You can't choose Chumrah in both worlds. I forget the pasuk gets invoked by the Gemara in Irvin. And the Gemara also says you can't be Kula like both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. But for whatever reason here, he felt there were Machmir on both ends since we're dealing with a serious din of Kares here. With Ashi Amar, no. Hilchas HaKirav, Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumer. No, we pass like Rav across the board. And Darish Marima taught this din explicitly that Hilchas HaKivasi D'Rav, Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumer. And then the Gemara follows, Hilchas HaKivasi D'Rav, Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumer. That it is all one Mayan, which explains how, biologically, that's how we understand it. I'm not sure where Levi came from, but there must be some explanation how we understood that there were Shnei Mayanos. It's very likely, just to answer that question.
So,
yeah.
So the exactly the only difference is that if she never, if you can never stop from Tuma to Tahara, we say that she's still tough. She's still tougher.
According to Rav, if there's never a break,
right,
and at the end also, it's also
right.
Tumah.
Then because it's,
exactly.
That's
exactly. Okay. Now just a thought of maybe why Levi would say Shnei Mayanos. I don't think Levi would say that there were two physical uteruses or two sources, but I think he's saying that the din is the halacha views them that during those time periods they're viewed as different Mayanos and they play different roles. Something like that. Just like,
yeah. It's more like...
How Allah views them.
Yeah.
Okay, let's begin now this new Mishnah Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Hamakshe Nida. Hamakshe Nida. So one who has a hard time having labor, she's pregnant, and she's having labor pains, she's a Nida. So the Gemara is going to challenge this in a second and how that exactly makes sense. But the first line is, Hamakshe, a woman who starts having labor pains, she has a din of a Nida. Then the Mishnah says, Kashisa Shloshi Yamim. Let's say she's having labor pains for 3 days long. During the 11 days where she's not expected to see Nida. We know that she sees Nida for 7 days, and then there are 11 days when she's not supposed to see Nida. Those are called Yimei Ziva, which means if she sees 3 days of Dam during Yimei Ziva, she takes on the din of a Zava Gadola. So let's say she's in the 11 days of Yimei Ziva, which means she's not supposed to see Dam, and she has 3 days of labor pains. This shuffs, and then the pains subside from a place for 24 hours. There's a pause. That's called the Yolda Harei, and she gives birth, Hareza Yoledet Bezov. So let me explain. Then normally we understand a woman has labor pains. So that labor, those labor pains are attached to the Leda. We don't assume that that blood she saw was a Zava. That's part of Yoledet. That's nothing to do with the Zava. She's just a Stam Yoledet. But let's say she has labor pains, and then there's a pause, and then she's a Yoledet. That pause tells us that 3 days before were not really labor pains. They were stomach issues she was having related to the Ziva, because Ziva comes from an unnatural place. It's some kind of illness, perhaps. So if there's a 24-hour break, then we look back, those 3 days were really just Ziva, and now when she gets birth 24 hours later, she's Yoledes in the state of being Zov, which means she needs to count Shivan Akim after Yoledes. So then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, that's all Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. This is all the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Yeshua, Almer Rebbe Yeshua says, no. Rebbe Yeshua says, Laila v'yom kilei l'shabbos v'yoma sheshafsa min hatzar v'lo min adam. So he says, when you count the 24 hours, it can't be a 24-hour stam. It must be the 24 hours of Shabbos, which means it has to be night and day. But let's say the 24 hours of pause and labor pains were daytime and then nighttime. That doesn't work. It has to be in order, first night and then daytime.
She wouldn't be a zava.
She would not be, exactly. If she, the pause was day-night, we connect it still to the Leda, and she's not a Zov, exactly. So, and also, the din is that has to, the pain subsides, not the blood. She continues to see Dam, but we're talking about the break in the Tsar, that's what indicates the Zava versus connected to the Leda. So then, Tami Kishua. How many days before could we assume any Dam that's accompanying pain is part of the labor? So how long could a woman really be in labor for it? So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Afilu Arbam V'chamishim Yom. It could be 40, 50 days. So if she sees, let's say, 40, 50 days of Dam before she gave birth, and they're all accompanied with labor pains, so that is all part of the Leda. I don't care how early, how much before the Leda it is, that's all part of the Leda. That will not make her a Zava. Rabbi Huda Omer, Dayachad Achadshah. No, it's enough to give her a month. More than 30 days, that's already too much. If she sees Dam 33 days beforehand, we have to assume that she's a Zava and you'll let this dissolve. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omim, they both hold, Ein Kishra Yossi Mishtei Shabbatos, the labor pain cannot last more than 2 weeks. So if she sees and he feels pain for 2.5 weeks prior to Leda, then she would be considered you'll let this dissolve as well, according to this last opinion. Okay, so we have a machlokas again, three-way machlokas, whether or not, how long labor pains could last for.
The case of Arvayim Mechamishim Yom, or whatever, is that a case where she saw Dam for 3 days? Or no? What is the case in this case?
The case where she saw and felt pain for 40 or 50 days straight.
Straight.
Yeah.
When did she see the Dam?
Remember, the only time she can become a Ziva, a Zava, is if she sees Dam. If there's no Dam to speak of.
She sees Dam constantly? Or she,
must be constantly. It has to be constantly. Yeah.
So those 45 days she saw Dam.
Yeah.
Constantly, every day.
And she was accompanied by pain. And that pain never subsided. And therefore, we could attach it to the Yoledes.
45 days are, and if you say no, she would be a Yoledes Zava.
Exactly right. Okay, so the Gemara asks this question. Atu kol amak shenida. So the Mishnah opened up with a very strange statement. Hamak shenida. A woman who sees a nida and has accompanied by pain, she's a din of a nida. Is that really true? What if she saw the, she was feeling the pains during Yimei Ziva? You can't be a nida if you see dam during Yimei Ziva. Just so again, there's certain days where she's supposed to see dam, and certain days where she's not supposed to see dam. When she's supposed to see dam, those days are called Yimei Nida. When she's not supposed to see dam, it's called Yimei Ziva. So she can only become a nida if she sees dam during Yimei Nida. But if she sees dam during Yimei Ziva, that would make her a Zava, wouldn't make her a nida. So how come the Mishnah says, Hamakai Maksha, one who has labor pains with dam, she's always a nida? Not true. Depends when she saw it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav. Rav says, Nida li Yomei. Really, the Mishnah is talking about she saw during Yimei Ziva. She wasn't expected to see any dam, but she saw dam, which accompanied by labor pains. So the din is, we treat it just that one day. The Chumrah, din, the Rabbanan, look at Rashi. Rashi, it's hard to find the Rashi here. Just the Gemara, at least in mine, is hard. It's but it's around 20 narrow lines down. It says, Gemara Atuk, Kol Makan Alexa, Amar of Rav, Nidal Yomeh. Nidal Yomeh means Hachikamar. Hamaksha Verasa Dam Bimei Ziva. One who sees dam during the days of Ziva. Ava Gavdala Asi Be Lide Ziva, even though it's not going to lead to Ziva because she didn't see 3 days in a row. That day alone, it's Asur Tef Tashmish as a Gzera. Aval Erev, that evening, she goes to the Mikvah Tovelas, Veinat Tzricha Lishma Yom Kineged Yom. She doesn't even have to wait the next day. So again, if she sees Dam one day during Ziva, she doesn't have to really go to the Mikvah because we assume it's going to be attached to the labor. But we don't know what it's going to be, so we just take a precaution and say, don't have Tashmish today. Go to the Mikvah tonight and then go about your business. Shmuel Amar, no. It's not enough to just go to the mikvah that day. Chashin and Shema Tishba. So let's say she sees Dam Kishor and Desa on Sunday. So Rav says, go to the mikvah Sunday night. Shmuel says, how can you do that? Because then if they're with each other Sunday night, let's say Monday, the pain subsides. It goes, it's Tishba. And then she gives birth on Tuesday. So now the 24-hour break indicated that when she saw Dam on Sunday, it wasn't Machmas Yoledes, it was Machmas Zava. So now they're with each other, that's Issa. You have to wait your Shemesh Yom Kineged Yom. There must be an extra day, like the din of a regular Zava Katana. So Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Hamaksha Eina Klum. Hamaksha is nothing. If a woman sees Dam during Yimei Zava, Yimei Ziva, and it's accompanied by Kishur, by labor pains, it's nothing, it's Mutatav Tashmish. Why? V'haketani Hamaksha Nida, doesn't Mishnah say, one who is Mekmaksha, during Yimei Ziva had a din of a nida. How can you say there's nothing to do with that? You could ignore it and just have tashmish. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Bimei nida, he explains Shitas Rabbi Yitzchak. Bimei nida, nida, Bimei Zava Torah. So let me explain. If a woman is during Yimei Nida, and she sees dam, and accompanied by maksha, by kisha, by labor pains, she's a din of a nida.
Even though she's pregnant, that's what I was
saying. Even though she's pregnant, right.
Even though she's completely pregnant,
exactly.
And she hasn't seen blood,
exactly.
We may still make a difference.
Right. Exactly. But now, the way it works nowadays, it gets confused. Don't try to think about Lamaisa Bizmanaza. It's a different world.
It's amazing that yeah. The Gemara would still hold you may need an Yimei Ziva when she's pregnant.
We don't know what happened. I don't know what happened back then. But right. But now let's say that's only if she saw during Yimei Nida, Hamaksha Yimei Nida, she would see Dam, she's a Nida. But let's say during Yimei Ziva, she's Maksha and she sees Dam, it would be Tahor. It's a completely different din during Yimei Ziva and Yimei Nida. The Gemara will explain how we know this. According to Yitzchak, exactly. So there's a three-way machlokas, how to understand a din. Either means that she just that one day, she's tamei and goes to see the mikvah that night, or Shmuel says she needs to wait an extra day of Shemesh Yom Kineged Yom, or Rabbi Yitzchak says completely tahor. Those are three opinions.
If it was
Yimei Nida, then she would be according to everyone, it would seem that I don't know about the other ones, but it would seem that way. So then the Gemara says, Hatani, the Brisa, to prove this point, the Shita of Yitzchak, that Hamaksha, the Yimei Ziva, she's completely Tahor, is as follows. Hamaksha, the Brisa, the Hamaksha, Bimei Nida, one who has labor pains during the days of Nida, she's a Nida. If it's during Bimei Ziva, she's Tahora, exactly what Rabbi Yitzchak said. Ketad, how does that work out? I'll explain in a little greater detail. Koshiso Yom Echad V'Shof Sashayim. Let's say she has labor pains accompanied by blood for one day, and then 2 days pass, and she doesn't have any pains. Oh, she has 2 days of difficulty, of pain. And then the pain subsides one day. Oh, or it was broken, there was no pain, then there was pain, then there was no pain. All of that since the end, the last day before you left, that was a shafta, and every permutation we had, there was a 24-hour period of shafta, of no pain, that indicates, harezo, you left this bazov. Because since there was a 24-hour break, that indicates the pains and blood you saw beforehand was not connected to the Yoladis, and Zav, so it becomes Yoladis Bezov. But, let's say we're going to have a case where the day prior to Yoladis was in pain, that does connect the previous days to Yoladis and not a Zav. And that the Gemara explains. Aval Shafsa Yomechad Lukashishayim, she has one day, she sees down, but there's no pain. But then 2 days of pain constantly. Or, Shafsa Shimer, 2 days of no pain, but then the last day, Kashi Yomechad. Again, the end, the last 24 hours, there is pain. Or kashisa v'shafsa v'chaz v'kashra, there's pain, no pain, and then pain again. All those two cases, it ends off with pain leading into Leda. That is a case where we don't assume it's a Zov because it was connected to the Leda itself. Ein Zov, you'll let us be Zov. And that's the understanding. Okay. So now the Gemara says, the Brisa concludes, Klal Shadavar, the rule is as follows. Kushi samech l'leida, if there's a kushi, there's pains right before leida, then ain zu yoles b'zov. We don't assume she's a zava. It's all part of the pre-labor dam and pain she was seeing. If there's shofi samech l'leida, if, however, there's a 24-hour period of no pain, that tells us that they're completely disconnected, and that would be harezo yoles b'zov. Comes along Chananya ben Achir, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, the brother of Rabbi Yeshua, kol shechal kishuya b'shlishi shalav. If there's any pain on day three of this period, even though the rest of the day is shofi, what that means is, let's say she sees dam. She sees dam Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday, and then she gives birth on Wednesday, let's say. So let's say on Wednesday, Tuesday rather, the third day right before Yoledes, before Leda, she has pain only a little bit on early Tuesday morning. But then it goes away for the next whatever amount of hours. That's still considered samech l'leida. That's called kushi samech l'leida, and even then it would also still be considered eino yoledes b'zov. That's a chiddush of Chananya. As long as she felt pain at least a little bit on the last day prior, that breaks up the leida and the zava.
No chiddush. I mean, we said before that it has to be at least one full day, day and night, night and day.
We didn't know that because all the cases were where it was a 24-hour period of kishroi. So we weren't sure though. You mean what's in between case? Either said 24 hours of pain or 24 hours of no pain.
Right.
So you're just saying it has to be 24 hours of no pain for it to be broken up.
As long as you have a little bit of pain that day, it counts like a
exactly.
Pain.
That's what he's adding on. Okay. And so the Gemara says that's what's implied here by the Braisa. That's when it says Klalo Shadavar. The rule is Lasuye Mai Lasuye Dechananya. That his point is in fact implied by the Braisa. As long as there's some pain on the during the 24-hour period before the Leda, that's enough to connect it to the blood beforehand, and it won't be a Yoledes B'Zov.
But according to Beis Hillel, what's the difference between Yoledes B'Zava and Yoledes B'Lozava? She still has to wait the Shiva Nekim, right? And it's both Lach V'Yadr.
No, the deal would be whether you have to bring a carbon.
Just a carbon.
And also Shiva Nekim.
Right.
Leda doesn't require Shiva Nekim, and the Zov does, and also another carbon as well for the Zov.
She gets 7 plus 7, 14.
Well, the 7 doesn't, not Lav Dafka, you can still have them, they can coincide with each other. Yeah, it doesn't be plus.
Let's say she gives a birth to a boy. And she's a zava, then she has to count 7 akim. She has shiva yimei tuma, right?
But I'm saying
that's just automatic.
But let's say she has a 733 shakshar, that 7.
Yes.
If let's say shiva and akim take place any time during that period, she's 7 days without seeing, that will count towards the shiva and akim. It's not additional. It can be additional, but it also could happen during.
She has to see Shiva Nekim aside from the blood of
exactly.
Leda.
It could be after 40 days. It could be during 40 days. Okay. But sometimes she needs 7 straight sits to Shiva Nekim. So then the Gemara says, Menachni Mila, how do I know these words to be true? That if a woman sees Dam Kushi during Yimei Ziva, she's not Tame. So Gemara darshins now. This is, by the way, very hard. If you haven't realized it, this is a very hard daf. Okay. So the Tanur Ban of the Braisa says, quoting the pasuk, it says by a woman who sees zava, it says isha ki yazav zov dama yamim ravim belo es nidasa tamehi. When she sees dam, when she's not expected, that's din of a zava. So Gemara says dama. What do you mean dama? She sees dama. Dama machmas atma belo machmas vlad. Only when she sees dam because of herself, something internal. But when she sees dam because of leda, that won't be a zava. So since this case here of the woman who sees Dam Kushi during Yimei Ziva, that we assume is part of the Leda, that will not render her a Zava. It has to be where it comes Machmas herself and not Machmas Leda. So that's why we know she's not tamei when she sees dam kushi during zava. So Gemara says, "Ata omer machmas vlad." You say that she sees machmas vlad, that doesn't make her tamei. Oh, eino ela machmas onus. Maybe there's some other onus that we're coming to exclude. When the Pasuk says dama, which is excluding something, maybe it's not excluding dam bleda, maybe it's excluding dam onus, where some onus, some illness caused the dam, and that's the type of dam that doesn't make her a zava. Gemara says no. Because kishihu omer, when it says in the Pasuk, v'isha ki yozov, zov dama, hare onus amar, because zov means it comes naturally. And even if it's onus, rather, if it comes, whatever flows out, I feel the onus is tummy. So you can't exclude machmas onus. Machmas onus, even the zava will be tummy. Ha mani mekayim dama. So what's dama coming to exclude? It must be dama machmas atma v'lo machmas vlad, not because of a vlad. So what comes out at this stage right now is a zava is metame whether it comes machmas atma or machmas afilu onus, she's tummy. But if it comes machmas vlad, dam kushi is tahor during yimei ziva. So ma ra'isa, what was the reason why lataris of vlad will atame bonus? We have two options right now. The natural case, a woman saw dam during yimei ziva, she's tummy. Now let's say an onus caused it, and the laser caused it. So one is tummy, one is tar. So why are we saying machmas onus is tummy, but machmas vlad is tar? Why don't we say the opposite? So Gemara says, because mitar ani bevlad, the reason why I'm going to say if she sees dam machmas vlad, the reason why it's tar, is sheyesh tahor achar, because after yoledes, we know there's something called dam tar. So yoledes is affiliated with tar, so also we could have dam prior to lay. There's also tar, just like afterwards is tar, so we could have a case where prior is tar. But I'm going to be matameh tani ba'ones, shein tar achrav. When it comes to a woman who sees dam ba'ones, we don't ever find that dam onus, machmas onus is ever tar. And therefore, I'm more likely to say the onus is tameh, and yoledes is tar. Gemara says, no, I can say the opposite. Adarabba. Mitar ni ba'ones, shekein onus bezav tar. I can find the case where onus is tar by a man. If a man were to see a zov and the machmas onus, he's actually tahor, so we do have an instance where onus is tahor. Gemara says, I don't care about a man because hashtamiya be'isha kamiya. We're talking about a woman. And a woman has a different din than a man, so ignore what the man has. The onus be'isha lo ashkechein, and therefore we assume onus, machmas onus during ziva is tamay, but if it's machmas vlad, she's in fact tahor. Ibai, same alternatively, the Gemara suggests, my daitcha, what's the reason why you wanted to say latar v'ones or tuma b'vlad? The havamin was, let's say machmas ones, she's tower, and machmas vlad, she should be tummy. How can you say that? Ein lecha ones gaz mizeh. There's no greater ones than yoledes, meaning they're both ones. Yoledes is a greater ones than whatever other ones might cause dam to come out. So if you're going to draw a line somewhere, you should certainly say ones gadol would be tahor, and ones katan, if you will, would be tummy. That's the case now that we've established that the word dama by zav, it says dama machmas atmo below machmas vlad, which means dam kushi does not make a woman a zava, so why not say the same thing by nida? Nida nami name is say. The pasuk says v'isha kisya zava dam ye zova b'sara. Zova implies zova machmas atma below machmas vlad. We should exclude that a woman yimei nida should also be pata tahor from dam kushi during yimei nida. The Gemara says, Ata omer vlad, you want to try to exclude the vlad from a nida, o enu ela onus, and maybe you should really exclude dam nida machmas onus, shouldn't be tamei. Gemara says, no, because kishu omer, when it says, v'isha kisya zava hare onus amor. Zava means it flows regardless of how it flows, afilo onus is tamei. So then the Gemara says, so then, ha mani mekayim zava, so what does zava, the actual word zava mean? Does it not mean zava machmas asma when it comes from her afilo onus? Below machmas vlad and dam kushi should not be matamei nida. So Gemara says no. Amar Rish Lakish says Amar Kar the pasuk says by yoledes bin nekeva. There's an extra word. It says in the pasuk v'shishim yom sheish yomim teishev al dmei tara. The word teishev is unnecessary in that pasuk. So the Rish Lakish said the word teishev yeshcha yeshiva acheres shikazo. There's another type of teshev that's similar to yoledes. That's just like yoledes is you make tawar during 66 days. There's another teshev where there's also you make tawar. What's that? Zukoshi bimei ziva. Now, if a woman were to see labor pains and dam during ziva, she's tawar, and that's excluding koshi during yimei nida. So yimei nida would be tamei. Where I said, how do you know? Emazu koshi bimei nida. How do you know this teshiv, this is a model of yimei toar, to yimei toar, it applies to ziva. Maybe the dam toar should apply to yimei nida. That doesn't explain the difference between ziva and nida, why ziva, kushi ziva is toar, but kushi during nida is tamet. So Gemara says, Ella amar avua de shmua, the father shmua explained, I'll tell you why. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'tama shivuayim k'nidasa, when it comes to Yoledes this minikeva, the Yoledes, the mother's tamay for 2 days, 2 weeks rather, shivuayim, just like a nidah. What's k'nidasa? What the word k'nidasa, what that means for it? Tell me, k'nidasa v'lo k'zivasa. There's a chilek between a nidah and between a nidah and a ziva. Mechlau, the zivasa tahor. That only may nidas is tamay, that only kushi, only the may kushi of is like a nidas tamay, implying, but the may kushi of a ziva would be tahor. Ve'ezezu, what's tahor? Zu koshi, be may ziva. And that's the source according to Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, wait a second, hashed dechsiva tamay shuayim kinidasa. Now that we establish that the source we know, dam kushi is tamay for nida, and dam kushi is tahor for ziva, is based on this pasuk of tama shuaim kinidasa dama lomli. How come in the previous brayse we brought dama excludes damachmas vlad from ziva? We learn it from here, from this pasuk of kinidasa excludes ziva. So why do we have two sources to tell me that dam le the dam kushi of ziva is tahor? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Ilav dama. Have we not had the word dama? Have I mean I would have thought kinidasa velo kizivasa. I would think that this din is dam kushi like a nida, but not like a ziva, which means afilu b'shofi, you would think that you may ziva. Let's say the woman saw 3 days of dam, and then there are 24 hours of break, this during may ziva. So she's 3 days of dam, you may ziva, 24-hour break, and then she's yoledes. I would have thought maybe even then that shouldn't be a zava. You could ignore the 24-hour break. Right? Once we're saying tama shuram kizasa,
the zava is not tama.
It's never Tameh. It's never Tameh, rather. No matter, even if a 36-hour break, a 40-hour break, it's never Tameh. Therefore, we have to have the word Dama, no, only if they're connected. Only if they make Kushi of Ziva is connected to Yoledes, which is Tar. But if there's a separation of 24 hours, a Shafsa, the word Dama tells me, then, Kamashalan, she would be considered Yoledes. Let's finish off now. This next stuff goes pretty quick to the end of the daf. That Shila bar Avina Avid Uvda Kavasa de Rav. He passed like Shitas of Rav, that Hamakasha Rabbi Mei Zivasa, she's neither for that day only, and there's no need for Shemesh Yom Kineged Yom. So Kika Nafsha de Rav, when Rav was dying, he said, Amrle the Ravasi, told Ravasi, Zil Tane, go to Shila bar Avina, and tell him that, who passed like me, that he should be Choser in his sack. And I think you should really hold like a Yitzchak, and even Ba'osa Yom is permitted. He was Choser right before he died. Vilo Titan, if Rav Asi doesn't, rather if Rav Shila doesn't listen to me, if she doesn't listen to me, then Garye. Garye means you should prove to him. It means to scratch it out, prove to him, and bring rise that I'm correct, that I'm Choser. So the problem was, I guess Rav was he's dying hard to hear what he was saying. Hu Tzavar Gadya Amarle. Rav Asi thought Rav said you should Gadya, it means to cut him off, to put him in Nidoy if he doesn't listen to you, which is much more extreme. So now there's a miscommunication. Look what happened. The Basak Dinach Nafshi Dirav Rav died. So Amarle, so according to the Tava, Rav Asi went to Shila and said, Hader Bach the Hader Bey Rav, you should retract in your psak, because Rav retracted in his psak. He told me privately that he was Choser before he died. And in Amarle, so he says, Shila said, in Isa the Hader Bey, had Rav really retracted, the Didi Hava Amarle, he would have told me? So who? He's telling you? I don't believe you. He would have told me? Lotaisa, and Shila didn't listen to Rav Asi. So Gadya, so Rasi put him in Nidua. He excommunicated him for not listening according to what he thought was Rav's will. So Amar Lei, so Shila said, Lo Mustafa Mar Midulei Kasa. Shila says, Ravasi, you're not scared of my fire. Do you know who I am? Do you know how powerful I am? You're going to start with me. You put me in Nidua. Are you kidding me? Amar Lei, Ravasi says to Shila, Ana Isi Ben Yehuda. Vehu Isi Ben Gurarye. Vehu Isi Ben Gamliel. Vehu Isi Ben Mahalel. Asisa Denachsha. That I'm like the I'm as strong as copper, the Loshalat Bay Rekba, nothing could make me go bad. I'm that powerful. I'm not scared of you, he said. So Amar Lei, so Shila said back to him, oh yeah? Well, Anna, I am Shila Baravina, Buchna de Farzla. I am stronger like Barzel, the Misaber Asisa de Naksha, that I could break copper. So based on that response, Cholosh of Ashi, Ravashi got a little weak-minded there, and Ailul Bechame, he was overcome with fever. Afke Mikri, then he got cold and shivers. Ailul Bechiri, and then he was overcome with cold and Afke Bechamame, and then Nach Nafshe Dirati, he ended up dying. Okay, and the Gemara finished off from the top of Lamed Zayin now. Ozil Shila went, Amil Devei, so he says to his wife, Tevei Shile Zivadza, please prepare for me very nice tachrichim. I don't want Rav Asi, who now just died, to go say bad things about me to Rav, who's up in Shemaim right now. So she paired for him tachrichim, noch nafshi deshila. He died shortly thereafter, and chazed de parcha asa mehai puria lahai puria. And they saw all the different, apparently, hadasim, asas hadasim, that were on the bed of Rav Asi, went over to the bed of Shila, and Amri, shmamina of their abundant paisa, it must be that they made up in Shemaim, everything is fine and well. Okay, interesting way to finish off the daf.
Yeah.
Everyone enjoy your vacation day.